My dad and I recently got nominated for a Grammy Award. My dad has two nods and I have one. Mine was for the Global Music Award category. My dad was for the Global Music Award category and the Global Music Performance category.
The Everyday People Show is a podcast of the AMBC, African Masters Broadcasting Center.
My name is Omorimade Olufela Olufemi Afolabi Oluwa Damilare Anikulapo Kuti. I go by Made Kuti. I'm a musician, a multi-instrumentalist, composer, performer. I was born in Lagos in the 26th of September, 1995. I'm the first child from my father, and I have 10 siblings, 10 including myself. My childhood was very unique in that I grew up, the son and grandson of a very famous musician that was playing four times a week at the Shrine and was constantly going on tours around the world. So I was privy to all those experiences. So I always watched him on stage on Tuesdays, on Thursdays, Fridays and Sundays. And when he traveled out, he took me with him, my dad. So it was very different from what I imagined, you know, a normal childhood is like. So I was always involved in music. I could always see the process of music making when my dad would write songs. I'd see the rehearsal process when he rehearses it with the band. I would see the performance stage, and I'd see the release stage of when the music comes out.
I see Nigerian as a colonial structure.
And I also was privy to a lot of enlightened conversations, because being around the Shrine, around my father, has often been around conversations that are in many ways relevant to the mind and, you know, to the community. You know, the talks about good and bad African leadership, the talks about a very relevant history about why we are the way we are, talks of the future. So all of those things just shaped my perspective on life and my love for music. I don't remember the exact moment that I decided to be a musician. All I knew was I enjoyed listening to music. I enjoyed watching my dad play. I enjoyed seeing the energy on stage. I enjoyed seeing how it affected people, how, you know, the music would touch them, how it would enlighten them, how to make them feel certain ways. I loved seeing the passion that was put into it by the musicians on stage. So I just, somewhere along the line, at a very young age that would be too young for me to remember, I decided that that was what I wanted to do. So from the moment I decided to pick up the trumpet and, you know, produce a sound when I was about 2 or 3, and then started doing proper lessons from when I was about 5. I was very impulsive, so I never focused a lot on any one specific instrument. So the moment I understood how the trumpet worked, I immediately wanted to learn the guitar, I wanted to learn the sax, I wanted to learn the bass, I wanted to learn the drums. So my dad would ask, you know, say his trumpeter to teach me a little bit, his drummer to teach me a little bit. And before I knew it, you know, I was 15 years old and I traveled to London to study classical piano under a very, you know, accomplished pianist called Juan Jose Retsuto at WKMT, West Kensington in London. And then I did my 4 years at Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music, which was bachelor's in music composition. My dad and I recently got nominated for a Grammy Award. My dad has two nods and I have one. Mine was for the Global Music Award category. My dad was for the Global Music Award category and the Global Music Performance category. The nomination was a very nice surprise. I watched the nomination process live, so I saw it in real time, and it was a very nice feeling and a very nice surprise. It felt very nice to see that our work was recognized by our peers. It made my hard work in terms of, you know, playing the entire album by myself, recording it in that process, playing the drums, the keys, the guitar, the bass, backing vocals, and the, you know, the editing process, all of it felt as though it was appreciated by musicians and people that have been allowed to have great experience in the field, for them to be able to listen to all the albums on that category and vote for us. It made me feel as though it was recognized. And alongside my legendary father, it was just a very, very incredible feeling. It doesn't make me feel that I am better than musicians in that category, or I've accomplished more than musicians that have not been nominated. It's just that it feels nice to be recognized by my peers.
As a stunk for you, I want you to listen to me well. As I stand before you, I want you to hear me well. You see, this our life. Our lives move very fast. Our lives in this life.
My father has always been my main source of inspiration. Not just musically, but I mean, when I have existential questions about, you know, what it means to be alive, what it means to be a growing man in Lagos, what it means to be passionate about something, what it means to be a father, what it means to be a brother, you know, what it means to be a sibling, all those things I learned from him, because he's by far one of the closest people I know to the idea of what the ideal human being should be like. In terms of striving for perfection every day, trying to be better than you were the day before, you know, knowing that hard work is essential, knowing where your priorities should lie, knowing that materialistic things don't determine happiness and value. So all those things I always learned from him. He never really cared much about showing off what he had. He was always more interested in his craft, in his family, and in his own vision of what the future should be, especially what the future should be around him. And he's always been extremely focused. I know just how incredibly well he handles, you know, very tough situations, how kind he is with people. He's always been a hero to me. And all of that, as a young growing boy, I absorbed a lot of it. And it's part of the things that put my life in perspective as per how I'd like to be and how I'd like to grow.
Good evening, everybody. Are you all feeling all right? It's a great honor to be performing with Global Citizen in Lagos at the New Africa Shrine, a venue dedicated to my father, Fela Nikolako Kuti, to put a stop to corruption and inequality. Tonight, we are doing just that. Amplifying the voices of those.
Understanding my family's legacy and, you know, the very strong and accomplished individuals that have come out of the family, both the musical people and the, you know, non-musical people, it makes me want to be the best version of myself. And understanding that, you know, it's really important to be self-aware. It's really important to be very conscious of the value of what you're doing and what you're bringing as a human being into your life and, you know, your community, your society, whatever you identify with. And, you know, you do it with full attention, with a lot of passion, with purpose, and you do it well. That's the kind of legacy that I want to live behind. If I'm a musician, I'm a musician that did it, that cared about his profession, that understood it, that learned about it, and then executed it very well, you know, to the best of his abilities.
Thank you.
My name is Omorimade Olufela Olufemi Afolabi Oluwadamilare Anikulapo Kuti, but I go by Made Kuti. I'm a musician, a multi-instrumentalist, composer, performer. And this is my everyday story.
Omulero, Omorimade, Africa!